This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Thousands of people in Russia have been jailed after demonstrations in support of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. And now the United States State Department is weighing in. Navalny was jailed a week ago after returning from Germany, where he'd been recovering from a poison attack that left him in a coma last August. Independent monitoring group OVD Info reported about 3,200 arrests as of Saturday night, including Navalny's wife, Yulia, and his aide, Yubov Sobol. Several dozen journalists were also arrested. The U.S. strongly condemned the arrests and harsh tactics used against protesters and journalists in cities throughout Russia over the weekend. That's according to a State Department spokesperson Sunday. The statement added, "The suppression of rights to assemble peacefully, freedom of expression, Navalny's arrest, and the crackdown on protests are troubling indications of further restrictions on civil society." The U.S. is calling on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Navalny. Russia's foreign ministry issued a statement countering that the U.S. efforts to incite radical elements on social media would have negative effects on U.S.-Russian relations, adding American diplomats in Moscow would be summoned for a serious conversation. Chinese rescue teams have recovered 11 miners trapped in a gold mine by an explosion 2 weeks ago. Local media said the first miner was rescued from the mine in Shandong province in the east of the country on Sunday morning. He was rushed to an area hospital for treatment, barely responsive. More on this story on voanews.com. This is VOA.